Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to all our guests. So today is about you could say our bloodline. That's actually true every day of our practice life. And it's so important that we make kind of a little fuss about it. Can you hear okay in back? Yeah. Paul, can you hear me all right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So the bloodline is a kind of it's a kind of a pious fraud, actually. Every morning we chant the names of a bunch of people. Here, anyway, male and female, both. And we regard them as our, really, our blood relatives, our blood ancestors. Of course, it's unlikely that DNA testing would bear this out. So that's kind of the fraud part. Also, it's not necessarily demonstrable that each of these persons met the one prior in the list and the one after, even though we say. That's another part of the fraud. I think some years ago, that used to bother me, but it doesn't bother me at all anymore. I used to worry about that. I used to get upset when people suggested that the bloodline was a pious fraud. But now I think, no, it is. That's perfectly good. But it's also true and not a fraud that the blood we're talking about is Shakyamuni's. And that this great heart still beats. And this blood, fraudulent or otherwise, still circulates. And therefore, what you have is not a corpse, but a living body. And part of the fuss we make about this, we have a little picture of this pious fraud. And it has all these names and a line. Actually, two lines in red, because it's blood. And as you may know, if you've received one of these and looked at it, you'll see that it's a circuit. It's a circulatory system. So the line emerges from nothing, basically, and takes shape as Shakyamuni Buddha, and then many other people, and then takes shape as the most recent ancestor. Strictly speaking, if it's an ancestor, that means someone who has formally received responsibility for the bloodline. But in a gentler sense, receiving Buddha's precepts makes one an ancestor. And then the artery continues all the way back. And vanishes into the nothing it came from. So our practice life, our sangha life, occurs within the embrace of this circulatory system. Because it begins and ends in nothing, we can spin stuff out of it. We can tell stories about it. Even be guided by it in some unknowable way. Why? Well, because the heart continues to beat. And sometimes people who just only practice a little bit have a sense of that. So in retreat, sometimes you have a bunch of people sitting around, and it's like one heart beating. And to the degree that our faith is that very blood, we notice there are tremendous reserves of peace in the neighborhood and in the whole universe. Even in the midst of our discomfort and inconvenience, it's purely because the blood is flowing. So today, a wandering person of the way will be made a little fuss over, perhaps undeservedly. He and the rest of us will celebrate the blood. you might say the vital principle of the blood is something we sometimes express as precepts. As we say in the ceremony, if this blood is not lived in, it has no meaning. So to give it a shape in the world of objects and beings, we have these precepts, which describe how people of the blood walk through this world. And the footing is a little tricky, as you may have noticed. So the precepts are there to help us find our footing. In as much as we come from nothing. And return to nothing in this flow of blood. So this wanderer will get a new name and a map of the blood, the circulatory system, and a little robe to proclaim the beating heart. And actually to invite people to ask him about it. Like you, sometimes you see, I don't know, bumper stickers and stuff. Ask me about, I don't know, my collie. This Roxy's like, ask me about the blood. Ask me about the Buddha way. Ask me how to walk in this world. Even ask me about reality. So, wandering person of the way, you're getting into some trouble here. Just be prepared. During our retreat here, we've been talking about the Song Dynasty master Fayun. I was going through his 10 complaints about the crummy practice of today. I think we only got into number like 3 or 2. And the one that was next was about the deplorable state of being ignorant of the bloodline. So I won't read that now so we can get to our ceremony, but he looked around in his day and thought he saw some people who, thought they were Buddhists, but they were ignorant of the heart, the beating heart. They knew some sutras, that is, some scriptural writings and some commentaries, but they didn't know the beating heart. This is terrible, he said, a terrible situation. He said, people heard a couple of days ago, he said, I tried to fix this, but I've only made a little progress. So each generation, we try to fix this because it's equally deplorable, every generation. So we try to fix it and we make just a little progress. And sometimes shake our heads over the terrible state of things. So, person of the way, please do your part to help people find out about the beating heart. And make sure if they ask about that, you don't give them something, you know, dead. Something kind of ersatz and musty. That's not what they want or need. So it's up to you now. You really, all of you, all of us. So I thank you for that. Thank you for being people of the way, people of the living heart. Any questions this morning?
You said there are great reserves of peace because we are there. I think you said because the bloodline is circulating.
I may well have said that.
So the peace doesn't exist separately from the circulation of the bloodline?
Right. It's the the fuel of peace, the supporting cause of peace. I say, sometimes just a little introduction to that is enough. After all, experientially, as Mr. Yeats told us, peace comes dropping slow. Be patient with us while we fumble around and get our act together here. And, eventually that bell back there will start ringing. And that kind of means let's assemble. Meanwhile, there'll probably be another long lines for the bathroom. Sort of like a rock concert around here. Those of you who made the long journey from our state capital, thank you for joining us.